Buddha, Siddhartha, the Sangha. This will be a short talk. I think I found the secret to making sure that I at least do short talks, which is to have a pie in the oven that will burn if I don't get on with it. I want to say a few more words about the verses from the Platform Sutra that I talked about yesterday. If you wanted to put it very simply, what is the difference between the verse of the chief disciple and the verse of Wei Ning? And I'll repeat them again so we're reminded of what they are. The verse of the chief disciple was, the body is a Bodhi tree, the mind is a mirror bright. Carefully we clean them hour by hour and let no dust alight. And Wei Ning's response to that was, the body is not a Bodhi tree, the mind is not a mirror bright. Since there is nothing from the first, where can the dust alight? So, as I was saying, if you wanted to, as simply as possible, express the difference between the two in a way that emphasizes, and correctly so, I believe, the priority that has to be given to the verse of Wei Ning, the second verse. Remember, the first verse is not wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. However, it isn't as deep, and it isn't as deep for a reason that I'll put in terms that it might be a little bit easier for some of us to understand. The second verse is explicit about the eternal in a way that the first verse is not. And since neither verse mentions the eternal in its wording, one might wonder how this is so. But I'll just remind people of something I've said often, a little verse I found in the Mahaparinirvana Sutra. By the way, I haven't read all that sutra. I just, River Master had copy that had been donated. It's a vastly long sutra scripture, and she had it just after it had been donated, and I happened to be sitting having tea with her, and she handed me one of the volumes. I think it was more than one volume, I could be wrong. Said, oh, what do you, basically take a look at this. So I opened it, I took a look at it, and I stumbled across this little verse, and it says, to fully penetrate the teaching of changeableness is to realize the unchanging. To fully penetrate the teaching of dukkha or suffering is to realize freedom from suffering. To fully penetrate the teaching of no self is to realize the true self. I may be a little shaky on the first two lines. The third line, I'm not. That's what it said. To fully penetrate the teaching of no self is to realize the true self. And that is what Wei Ning's verse expresses. That's as beautiful an expression of what's called no self as there ever was. Since there is nothing from the first. But he's referring to that nothingness that River Master said. It's the greatest nothingness you could ever imagine. It's the immaculacy of nothingness. And that is just another name for the eternal, what we call the eternal. You can approach the teaching of the eternal, from a different aspects, different roots. They're just two different roots. So Wei Ning's poem is explicit about the eternal. And the other poem implies it perhaps, but is could be interpreted and can very easily be interpreted in a way that simply writes the eternal out. Say, the body is a Bodhi tree, the mind a mirror bright. Carefully we clean them hour by hour and let no dust alight. Say, yes, respect body and mind. Body and mind are precious. They're the vehicle of training. You know, be very vigilant in your training. Follow all the precepts and rules very carefully. And you will free yourself from greed, hate, and delusion. And there will be no more karma of greed, hate, and delusion to be reborn. And in actual practice, that implies the eternal all over the place, but it's very easy to not misunderstand it and write the eternal out. And then you have something much less, and something that really doesn't amount to religion. It amounts to a self-betterment program, self-improvement program. There has to be a deeper faith than faith in our own capacity to improve ourselves. And the faith in ourselves is very important. It is very important. And, it's an and, not an or. And faith has to go beyond that to where we get down on our hands and knees and recognize there is that greater than ourselves. And that is what is expressed in the second poem. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.